I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromny. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of us. We're still on the X, the Twitter. Oh, sorry. We're still on Twitter. Where people can tweet at us. No, my bad. E me. Sorry. Off to a rough start. I apologize. All I can do is apologize. Also,
I'm rattled. Yeah. You're simping for Elon. This is a terrible start.
We're not doing great, guys. College football season is upon us. Maybe we can like sort our lives out before that happens. Also, join our Discord, Sports Brewery in the Discord. Follow us on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch. That's the operative thing. Twitch.tv/abrog87. We are recording right now. We are live right now on that every Wednesday or Thursday at around 7:30. We do that. Twitch.tv/abrog87. Also, Sports Brewery on YouTube. If you want to watch the replays of those things, I post them on there. What else is there? There's Instagram and Threads, the Sports Brewery podcast on those things. Yeah, and the movie. I didn't forget this time. The movie on Sunday. Watch it on Disney. It is Heavyweights. It is Dog Days of Summer Month, and our movie this week is Heavyweights. So watch it on Disney Plus and listen to us talk about it outside.
That movie got us out of the dog days.
It sure did.
We are rejuvenated, baby. We're back. We are back.
Feeling real good. So let's get into it, I guess. By the way, just a quick heads up, too. So I am going to be out of town next week, so we're not going to record a live one. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a sort of like a special pre-recorded Ducks Portland State preview episode thing.
Big matchup.
It's going to drop on Thursday of next week. So just keep an eye out for that, but know that we're not doing the Twitch stream or anything next week. So heads up on that.
I have a question, Alex.
Yeah, get us going.
When you do the read, hey, check us out on Twitch and on RedTube and on blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm not reading.
Have you done that yet with your girlfriend? At your place.
Done the radio voice?
Yeah, well, no, but like, has she been there while you're doing this?
Oh, actually, yes.
Yes?
Like, a couple of times, yeah. So, I'm on this couch. She has been on that couch a couple of times, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Does she look at you like you're a big fucking loser?
Yeah, it's very similar. I got two eyes coming at me over there. I got, like, a couple here, a couple here. They're all the same eyes, yeah. Yeah, man, I have some old commercials on my laptop, and I played those for her the other day, and it was very,
what are the hits?
It was weird hearing myself from a few years ago reading radio copy, because it's similar to what you guys just heard.
Yeah, tell me you have the hour brought to you by Coors Light, the silver bullet. Yeah. And on the fifth inning, the Milwaukee Brewers are beating the Atlanta Braves 4-2.
Yeah. If anybody ever wants to hear any air checks for me, I got you.
What was that one Coors Light beer you guys sold for or did ads for a while? It was like a summer Coors Light beer.
Oh, it was like a, I know what you're talking about. It was like a lemon flavored thing.
Yeah, and it came in like a 6-ounce can.
Oh my God, what was that? I can't remember. It was literally only around for like a couple months and then it was gone forever.
It did not catch on.
I bought it
a couple of times. It was refreshing to mow the lawn.
So I convinced you to buy like a couple of them, but nobody
else. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say
summer edition.
You're my like target audience, apparently.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, man. Coors Light paid me a lot of money back then. Big ups to Coors Light. I haven't drank you since.
It doesn't like C-.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, do you have high school games in the archives from you two doing them? Are those somewhere?
I don't think I have any King ones laying around. I only have a couple, and they were like my last year doing them. So I got some Patrick Herbert. If anybody wants to hear any Patrick Herbert, I called Thurston winning a state title, I think. So I got those, but yeah.
Go Colts.
No King games. I still have your press pass in my house, by the way. It's still like right over there. I got to get that to you. Yeah. The OSA.
Damn, Cameron, I guess I can't get into Silky Field.
I mean, you have to pay, but
oh.
I know. Yeah, your OSAA pass from like 6 years ago is not really going to work anyways. All right, where should we start? There's actually some sports shit happening. I mean, Otani, you know, tore his UCL again. We don't know if he's going to have surgery on it yet. I mean,
they came out and said that he's going to continue hitting.
He is.
Like, the rest of the year.
So he's going to continue hitting the rest of the year, but what's he going to do when the season ends? And by the way, surgery, right? Like, he kind of has to, right? Like,
yeah.
But here we go. He's a free agent. And so somebody's going to sign him and pay him a shit ton of money, and he is not going to play for them next year. They're going to pay him they're going to pay him a ton of money to not play next year.
I'm trying to remember when he had Tommy John, how
he did
quick his turnaround he was to
he didn't
hit.
He didn't have it last year, did he?
No, it was like 2018.
Or no, like
he missed a full
when he heard it, he didn't have the surgery, didn't he? I thought he just like rehabbed it. Am I wrong?
No, yeah, well, he had Tommy John.
Okay, he did. Okay.
Yeah. All right. He missed a whole season of pitching.
I think he pitched.
I think it was like 2018 or 2019.
Yeah, I think he pitched like there's something where it was like, but he got hurt in 2018. And between 2019 and 2020, I think he pitched only like six games or something. So,
okay.
Not great.
Yeah, what do you do if you're a major league team now?
You still get a guy hitting 40 bombs.
Can he hit after surgery though?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Well, he came back after Tommy John fairly quick for hitting.
Bryce Harper just get the surgery in like November?
He played with it though. Like he played through the injury.
Yeah. Well, Trevor Story got Tommy John in the offseason this year, and he came back, I think it was 2 weeks ago. But that's also for playing in the field as well. I'm not sure if he could have came back maybe a little earlier for just hitting, but because he's left-handed, that's, you know, his lead arm is his arm that needs surgery on it. So, but anyway, you still have to sign him for whatever it takes. So I said, at worst, you get a guy that's going to hit you 40 bombs a year at worst. And if he comes back strong enough to throw, then now you got a top five-ish pitcher out of it too.
Does it affect anything though? Like, does it make teams tentative? Or?
I mean, Bryce Harper had Tommy John surgery November 23rd, and he's playing.
Right.
So you can hit with it.
Yeah, Otani does throw right, by the way.
He's not pitching next year.
Nope.
No way.
But he's going to have to sign with a team where he doesn't have to play the field either. So, you know, he's
all teams DH. So
yeah. Universal DH, bro.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, so
I mean, it limits things. He's still going to go and play for the Dodgers. It's just not going to be a $600 million contract. It'll be a shorter, like $300 million contract. So then in like 3 years or 4 years, he can go back on the market.
That's sort of what I'm curious about. Like, because I still sort of get the feeling that there's going to be one team who's just going to be like, fuck it. Like,
well, that's it.
Mahomes deal. 10 years, yeah. Like $750 million, like whatever it takes. He's the best baseball player we've ever seen. Let's sign him whatever it takes. I don't care if we got to miss him for a year. Like, pitching, that's fine.
Yeah, if like the non Dodgers and maybe even Yankees teams that might get worried about it. Yeah. Another team could come in and do that and give those extra years that other teams might be afraid of. And it's going to happen. Teams will offer that. Some teams will, guaranteed. But at least this whole Otani injury just completely whitewashed Mike Trout playing one game and heading back to the IL instantly. It's like, that's barely even news right now because it's all just Otani.
Okay. Mike Trout, though, kind of washed.
If he could play.
Well, like,
just play. I mean, he can't hit a fastball anymore. Once you stop hitting fastballs in the major leagues, you are kind of done.
His teammate exposed him in the WBC, man.
Well, I'm just saying, Mike Trout is now Travis Fryman. That's what he is.
Okay.
Well, the other thing from the WBC, I saw that. Remember that young Japanese pitcher, Roki Sasaki, the young kid that was throwing like 100, 101 and stuff like that. I think he needs TJ also now. But he's got to wait a couple, 2-3 years anyway, so it doesn't hurt him like it hurts Ohtani as much.
What
I do have a question though. When did Tommy John become like a fashionable? Like, not fashionable, but a normal thing.
When did UCL injuries become a normal thing?
Like, did Bob Gibson pitch through, like, 4 UCL injuries? Like, that's kind of I'm wondering.
No, yeah. Ryan did.
No, because, like...
Did he, though?
Yeah, he never got through. He just...
He just kept throwing.
He dropped his mile per hour, like, 2. He was throwing, like, 97 instead of, like, 99.
That shouldn't be possible.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, but, I totally understand that the way the guys throw right now is conducive to shit snapping. I get it. Athletes, bigger, faster, stronger, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like it's almost one of those things where people are like, get the first Tommy John surgery out of the way, and then you're good.
It's supposed to make the ligament stronger.
Right.
So that's why they say, yeah. And nowadays, you know, it used to be, it was like whatever that mic. Remember in NBA that microfracture surgery with like Grant Hill and Amari. It was like, oh, you're out for like 2 years. Now it's like, oh, you miss 6 to 8 months before you're back to like rehabbing. Now TJ is like, all right, you're probably gonna not be able to pitch the following season if you get hurt in the season, but you're back that next year fully healthy and fully ready to go.
What's crazy about like the microfracture thing is that's not even a thing anymore. That was such bad, like, science. It just didn't work.
Really weird, too, because they'd go see James Andrews, and James Andrews would say, yeah, you need microfracture surgery. It'll make you totally better. Here, Greg Oden, go get microfracture surgery. You'll be great. It didn't fucking work on anybody. Like, on anybody.
No, on nobody.
Like, literally nobody. Yeah. So weird.
It's amazing that Grant Hill had a sustainable career after it.
Yeah, but he was slow as shit.
He was a shell. Yeah. He was a shell his former self, but he was like sixth man of the year, averaging 15 still.
You know,
he wasn't dunking on people.
You know why? Because he got hurt, and then his doctors hurt him some more. that's not supposed to be a thing, man. Like the highest paid doctors in the world for these professional sports teams.
Speaking of things that hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You guys been watching any of those Netflix sports documentaries?
I haven't. So we got the Johnny U one. And then we got
Johnny Manziel.
And then we got
Belko.
Yeah.
And then the Florida Gators.
Florida
Games
one. Four, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You haven't watched? You guys haven't watched any of them?
No.
I watched some of Johnny Football.
Yeah.
JFF.
I didn't watch it.
All right.
I haven't yet. No.
I guess move on.
Okay, well, tell me about them. Why should I watch them?
You shouldn't.
Oh, okay, good.
They're bad.
Yeah, I don't want to watch them, so good. Okay,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, the Florida one, I watched one of the 4 episodes. And when I saw that Urban Meyer was a willing participant in them, I went, well, we're not really going to get anything.
This is going to
be... Then I started reading the reviews and I was like, okay, we're not getting shit. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And do you want to know who's to blame for these terrible sports documentaries, if we're just being completely honest?
Adam Sandler.
Michael Jordan.
Is it really?
The last...
Well, because Last Dance is so popular.
I thought you were saying he was involved in the making of them.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, The Last Dance, if it didn't come out in any other time, then like... the only fucking global pandemic like that anyone alive will ever fucking see, and your children will never see it again. If it came out at any other time, we don't like it like we liked it. But we were so bored. Americans were willingly working out in their homes when The Last Dance came out. Like, Americans were doing burpees in their kitchen because they were so fucking bored. Well, that documentary was propaganda at its highest, and we accepted it, and we ate it. Oh, Jordan, so good. Yeah, that they just saw the formula, and that's how it is. It's all propaganda now.
Ooh, by the way, this take This anti.
I'm not wrong.
This ant. Wow.
I'm not wrong. I am not wrong.
This is a big take, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you come to this podcast for that take right there.
You watch The Last Dance. You watch The Last Dance. You watch The Last Dance.
Everybody watched The Last Dance and loved it when it came out.
Yes, because we were doing burpees in the kitchen. We were bored. We were doing pull-ups on our front step. Did they ever mention that Michael Jordan's gambling career got his dad killed? Nope, they didn't. Propaganda. Nope. Propaganda, man. And we've just accepted it.
Was this Florida one with Urban? Was it worse than the Sean Payton, Adam Sandler movie where how they kind of just seem like the good guy instead of.
I mean, I watched one episode. Yes.
Yeah, by the way, Sean Payton's kind of a dirtbag. Like, don't we kind of know that? Like, Sean Payton's kind of a dirtbag and an asshole and a hard ass. And yeah,
has Sean Payton won a playoff game since Trump was elected? Like, I'm honestly asking. Can someone fact check me here? Like,
not
Trump was elected in 2016. Has Sean Payton won a playoff game since 2016?
No, it's like they won the Super Bowl. I don't think he's done anything since then. That was it. So, right?
No, they were dogs. Breeze was washed for the final like 2 or 3 years, but
and they didn't do shit. Yeah,
but Payton did catch some karma. All of a sudden, now Denver's like top two receivers are out for like over half the year after he starts crushing Hackett, saying he's pretty much terrible at his job.
Hackett's fucking living it up on Hard Knocks right now.
Well, speaking of another snooze fest,
you hating Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks this season is terrible. Other than Liev Schreiber showing up, what was interesting in the three episodes?
That was interesting. And by the way, like, don't you get the sense that they had no content whatsoever? And so they were like, fuck, man.
We need you here.
Apparently Aaron Rodgers really likes Liev Schreiber. So let's fly him out in a helicopter. Fuck. We got to do something.
I mean, the last two episodes have been stinky diaper trash.
Stinky diaper trash.
From
the chat. I just want to say, from the chat, not from us, Sean Payton living off Hurricane Katrina the way Rudy Giuliani is living off 9/11 from Booble. I'm just going to put that out there from the chat.
I expect Ari Fleischer to start tweeting about Sean Payton. That's kind of how he is.
The biggest lock in my sports betting life was that first home game after Katrina in New Orleans for the Saints, and they were dogs. The easiest money I've ever made in my life. That was the biggest lock ever. The NFL had to let them win if it was even going to be close.
Yep. Yeah, because, the NFL is totally rigged.
Yeah.
This fucking guy is NFL is rigged guy over here.
I know another
one of those. You see these officials out there? This game is rigged, man. Get out of here. Shut up, Ski.
Should we turn back the clock to Niners Super Bowl when you're claiming what you were claiming after that?
When Crabtree was held in the end zone? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's just
Crabtree
poor.
Was
that's
held in the end zone.
He absolutely was held in the end zone. And by the way, the argument could go the other way, because remember, the Niners were getting their asses handed to them, and then the power went out in the stadium, and then all of a sudden they came back. Yeah, so. Conspiracy, man!
As King says, use your fucking third eye and you can see this shit.
Follow the lines.
Not telling you what to think, just asking if you want to.
Join me, won't you, in this critical thinking journey that I'm on. Oh God. Oh, by the way, speaking of lines, we're doing lines like for next week, right? We're bringing back the lines. So keep an eye out for that. We got our Ducks preview coming up next week, and we're doing lines for that. So football's back, man. Kind of excited, I guess. So speaking of that, sort of an update, I guess, on the Stanford thing. Yeah. Like the ACC sort of re-engaging in discussions about it, about bringing in Stanford, Cal, and SMU. Did you hear the deal, quote unquote, lack thereof, that those three teams are going to get if they were to be accepted into the conference. Did you hear like the money disparity or whatever?
Isn't it Stanford and Cal will take like $7 or $8 million and SMU is willing to take $0?
$0.
Do you know how much ACC teams get on their TV deal? Like each of them every year? It's 40 million.
Oh, shit.
And so Stanford and Cal would get $7 or $8 and SMU would get zero. Zero.
40?
What?
Why are they crying? Why are they crying then?
Because they signed like the 15-year deal. That's like
okay. Iron oh, bad. That's right. It and goes out to like 2036. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like, yep. You're fucked in this deal for a decade plus.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. You're right.
So Stanford and Cal willing to accept $7 or $8 is pretty interesting. They're stuck. Like it's
Stanford.
Stanford
can afford it. I mean, they got like the biggest endowment in the U.S.
Private school.
Second. It's like $40 billion. Like, the U of O has a $2 billion endowment, and Stanford's is almost $40 billion. It's crazy. Crazy. Now, Cal, good luck with that. Good luck with that. You signed a 100-year credit agreement on your stadium deal, and balloon payments are coming up, and this was a mortgage. There may be a sheriff knocking on your door here in about 18 months telling you. It's probably time to move.
Not a good time to be an out-of-state student trying to go to Cal here in the future.
No.
Good God.
Yeah, but I hope it happens. I hope.
Yeah.
Cal, Stanford, SMU. I don't really care.
Why is SMU in this discussion? What?
Because
the fuck?
They're rich as hell.
Then we say Condi and Bush.
No, Bush is force feeding them to the ACC.
Yeah. If you just look up
to pay off that money too.
If you just look up the neighborhood SMU is located in, it would blow your mind. Like the homes are like $3 million. Like it is a very rich, very Texas oil, but like classy, not like Texas A&M where they're kind of obnoxious. It's a pretty rich school.
I mean, yeah. How much money were they paying people for Pony Express back in the day?
There you go.
Money's been there for a long time.
Speaking of good sports documentaries, the Pony Express, 30 for 30. One of the few things Bill Simmons has done that has been like 100% great.
Too much Craig James for me. But, you guys remember Craig James?
Man, I do. It's
been a long time since I thought about that person.
Craig James killed 5 hookers. So what they're saying. People are talking about people.
I'm not saying it, but everybody else is saying it. The best at killing hookers.
Let's just get this out of the way. Yeah, you're
transition
doing your
into killing hookers. Let's go.
Well, no, The Voice. Trump weighing in at 215 pounds. Complete lie, right?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
There's absolutely no way. All the comps, it's like Lamar Jackson 6'3", 215. And it's like,
yeah.
It's, yeah. Patrick Mahomes is 6'2", 225. Like, come on.
I mean, what's the bigger grift in that? Is it the height or is it the weight?
No, I think he's legitimately tall. Like, if you look at Barron Trump, his youngest kid, that kid is tall. He looks like fucking Jack Skellington.
He weighs 70 crazy. Pounds, so it always looks a little taller, but.
Sure, but no, I think the height is legit. The weight is,
well,
come on. Who are you trying to fool there?
WCP says he lost 30 pounds between arraignments.
Well, no, I'm almost wondering if like he's the poster child for the Ozempic thing, where you just slam some Ozempic in your arm for a month and you lose 50 pounds.
I don't think that's how Ozempic works.
Sponsored by Ozempic.
Brought to you.
It is. It's the new weight loss thing. It's Ozempic.
I don't think you inject it in yourself, though.
You do.
No, do you?
I've looked into it, my guy.
Is it really?
Yeah. I've looked into it. My insurance won't cover it.
No, that's another thing to know about Ozempic that I know about from my current employment.
My BMI is not high enough, so
what's up?
I gotta start eating more. more fried foods.
Yeah, so you ever heard of name brands when it comes to pharmaceuticals? That's a pretty big name brand. So they don't like paying for those. Just FYI. And you know, the thing about that is there aren't any generic options other than that. So good luck. It's expensive. Eat more Dairy Mart biscuits and gravy, says Nutsian in the chat.
I do love Dairy Mart biscuits and gravy. And I don't like a lot of gas station, convenience store, little shitty donut shop biscuits and gravy. Dairy Mart biscuits and gravy, it hits, man. It hits.
Dairy Mart kind of underrated, yeah, if you ask me. Like what's the ice cream they have? The Lucerne, is that what it is? Yeah, I think Lucerne or whatever. That's bomb.
That's
ice
in other
cream.
Places though. But.
That is bomb ice cream. It's just
their milk is great too.
Yeah, man.
Their name brand milk is fantastic. I love Dairy Mart milk. Remember when they used to come in the little plastic bottles?
You had a plastic jug.
Yeah, dude.
You returned them for $2 and then you only paid $1.50 for the milk. That shit was great.
Brilliant.
I always felt like things, milk was colder in those jugs.
It really was.
Found a way to get cold.
It hit the pulp in your teeth just a little different. You're like, oh.
Yep. Yeah.
That's just a little colder.
You get that whole milk, it's damn near fucking drinking ice cream at that point.
God, I love whole milk. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, I went through a phase of fucking with that for a couple of years. I put it in my coffee instead of half and half. It's just so good.
I don't buy whole milk often. Yeah, but it is so much better than 1% or skim or anything.
I look back on my 20s and I was big into the skim and 1% thing. And I look back and I'm just so ashamed. It's water milk. What was the point?
Skim is atrocious.
Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? Yeah.
Are you guys still on the cow tit juice, or have you gone to alternative
I'll do some oat milk. The kids still like the cow milk. And like I said, I'm not crushing whole milk with a steak and potato every night, but a couple times a month, I'll just pour a little bit in a glass and just, kind of enough just to crush in one gulp. It's so good. It's so good.
I had a buddy growing up that would just, kill half gals a day.
That's
just straight.
Yeah, it's
name them. Name them. Shame them.
Yeah.
Give us the first name.
His first name will go as Nick.
Or
one of those.
Okay. I think I know this rapscallion.
I never just drank straight milk.
That's insane.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that just slug milk.
It's a Midwest thing.
I get all mucusy if I do that. I put half and half in my coffee every morning, every single morning. My kid is into the almond milk still, but I'm the only time I have milk is with coffee, and it's half and half every time. It's the bomb.
Oat milk. I love oat milk. Good.
Well, it's mostly because
older. It's not milk, but
your body stops digesting things as you get older.
Yeah.
So a lot of dairy, not great.
No, you know what I noticed is if I have 2 cups of coffee, that dairy starts fucking with me. So I no longer have 2 cups of coffee because I'm not having coffee unless it has half and half in it. I'm not doing it.
It's just kind of on that note. I'll tell a story here. So I have this bug bite.
You're painting a picture, yeah.
I'm painting a picture. I'm an artist, baby. So I have this bug bite that I've had literally since January that won't heal. The doctors can't figure it out, right? It's not MRSA. It's not, whatever. But they haven't figured it out.
Is this you? Is this you walking down the hall being hey, doctor, look at this real quick? And they're I don't know what that is. Get away from me.
No. But... So, I've gone through different meds and whatever in the last couple of months because they haven't figured it out. And one of the things with the med I'm taking now, just an antibiotic, nothing crazy, is that it can give you diarrhea, right? And so on Tuesday, my daily calorie consumption consisted of a double shot of espresso with some foamed milk in the morning. I had one of those little sad cans of Campbell's chicken and rice soup, you know, with a couple crackers in it for lunch. And then I was dragging ass. So at like 2 o'clock, I had the same thing, double shot of espresso, a little bit of foam milk. And they, you know, they said, they give you diarrhea. And oh, buddy. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Like, you know, when you're driving on Highway 99 and you see those sprinklers and there's some shit in it. That's what I was doing. I could have fertilized crops on Highway 99 all fucking Tuesday night. It was hellacious.
Are those really big ones on I-5 that like cover the whole fields? Are like,
yes, that's I could have just dropped trowel somewhere in Brownsville and just
Brownsville sounds like the perfect place.
Like, it's like the video of the hippo who's taking a shit and his tail starts going like this and it's fanning everywhere. That's how I was. And I was like, oh, goddamn, they're right.
Well, goddamn.
That medication can give you diarrhea, and it doesn't help when your only meal is Campbell's chicken and rice, and you've had 4 shots of espresso with some dairy.
It just seems like
girls in her all day right there.
Yeah, it seems like you're asking for it. Like,
I totally was.
Like, that shit could have done it without the medication, man. Like, that's,
oh, yeah.
That's insane.
I was shitting through, like, the eye of a needle by the end of the night. It was insane. But what I do love about that kind of a shit is it's so clean.
Sure.
It's so clean. Like,
sure.
Like,
you barely have to wipe. No, I know exactly.
Well,
what
that bidet just washes you down.
Yeah, I do the bidet attachment thing, and I did it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me. I did it. I felt like I didn't need to, though.
I'm sorry.
I felt like if I didn't do it, I would have been fine.
I forgot you're not a wiper anymore. My bad.
Yep.
My bad.
Well, I mean, I have some bamboo wipe to clean up, you know. Sometimes it gets on your ball sack and it's a little wet.
You never
gotta dry it off a little bit unless you got that blow dryer attachment on it.
Right. I don't have the blow dryer attachment.
Yeah, see.
You gotta treat yourself, man. Come on.
I know I do.
2023. Treat yourself.
I know.
We're grown ups. Let's go.
I mean, yeah, for a while there I just had the cold water bidet attachment. But you know, shout out to Fat Kids Deal. I got the one with the hot water a few months ago too.
He's in our chat right now, by the way, my guy. And, yeah.
But I gotta say, sometimes I still just use the cold water because it's like, oh, woo! I'm awake.
He did. He just said
wake up call.
He just said free ad in the chat. Dude, my guy, I'll give you ads all day long. I've bought so much shit from you. Like, you're awesome. I have every pillow on my bed is because of a Fat Kid Deal. They're fantastic.
I finally broke down and bought one of those attachment scrubbers that they're always throwing up on their site.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Good $30 spent. You know, yeah. I use that promo code. Pretty good.
Quality deals. Fat Kid Deals. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram and all that. I get them on Instagram in the stories, man. I literally look at the stories every morning and it's like, oh, hang on. Click add to cart.
Can I ask people in the chat and you guys are you guys big Instagrammers?
Yeah, that's the one I check. That's pretty much it.
I don't know why that one's never gripped me, and it's gotten so much better over the years, and they've evolved and they've added stuff. I think it never got me in the beginning, so I've never really gone back to it.
Well, you're so,
and now when I try it, I'm like, oh my god, it's so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
Nothing makes you feel older than Instagram now.
You just scroll. You scroll and then click
TikTok
the stories.
Doesn't?
Well, TikTok is a little different because I feel like TikTok is supposed to make me feel old.
No.
Instagram should not make me feel old. I had my boots on the ground when Instagram came out and people were just posting pictures of like their doors. Hey, it's sepia filter. Look at this door.
Well, get your shit together, man.
Stories and threads and ads.
Stories are cool. That's basically what I do. I just click the stories.
I've never posted a story in my life. I'm afraid to. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. I believe in you, man.
The one ad I keep getting on Instagram is What are the ads you guys get on social media? Because I'll just be honest. The ones I get on Instagram are, what do you, fanny packs for the front. And on Twitter, I get Blue Chew. And I'm like, my dick works fine. My dick is perfectly fine. Stop it, Matt Rife, comedian man. I don't need Blue Chew.
They know and how they know how it disappeared. Old you are. Yeah.
And it disappeared for a while, and then Elon got rid of blocks, and now it's back in the last week. And I'm just like, holy fuck. Do I need to film myself having like a raging hard dick and send it to someone in San Francisco so I can stop getting those ads?
You can do that on Twitter. I mean, I think you'd be fine. Yeah. So go for it, man. You can't get blocked. You can't get banned anymore. Just go for
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Send it right to you. But here, see what happens.
Here's the thing, though. What's the ratio of people that buy the fanny packs like that that need the Blue Chew?
But all the fanny pack dudes are just cut out of granite and beautiful. And I know they got pulsating, veiny penises that are rock hard. Like, you can just look at them. What's they got that? 3-inch inseams, raging penises. It doesn't compute. It doesn't add up.
I was wondering about the Venn diagram between fanny packs and blue pills.
No, I mean, I don't think fanny packs are cool. I don't think they're cool.
It's that's like what Cleveland. I'm saying.
What's so cool about fanny packs? You ever been to fanny pack? What's so cool about fanny packs? But
honestly,
it's just,
it's
hurtful. It's hurtful. I hate these Blue Chew things. That I see him and I just want to pull my dick out and start masturbating and be like, fuck you, Elon, it works. God damn.
Just do a live stream on Instagram. That'll make your Instagram decision for you real quick. you will get banned. Oh, by the way, he says he doesn't have any deals on blue pills right now. Fat kids.
Don't want them! I don't need them! My dick is fine. People like it. It's friendly.
Okay. We gotta move on because we got our list to get to. We wanted to talk about the top 25 polls too. So they're released. Oregon's on them. Right now I think it was Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Ohio State 3, and then Alabama.
Yep, Alabama 4.
Okay.
Bama 4.
Yep. So then what was it? Like USC was 6.
LSU. Okay. Yeah, LSU
Washington
5.
Was 10. Utah's 15 or 14. Oregon's 15. 15. OSU is 17 or 18?
18. 18. And then UCLA just on the bubble.
And so, Texas Tech is like 26.
So, so our world, all we really care about is, you know, the Pac-12 teams, I guess.
We're Big Ten, baby.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. You're right.
Where's Iowa?
Yeah.
Where's
we got number 2, number 3, number 7.
We're loaded.
Where's Rutgers? Tell me where Rutgers is, because we're a Rutgers podcast.
Scrolling. 170 because they're terrible.
Okay. Well, allegedly, we'll see you, man. We got hope for this year. Yeah. Go Scarlet Knight? Nope, that's Army, I think.
Army is the Black Knights.
Okay, my bad. Scarlet Knights.
Yeah, Rutgers is the Scarlet Knights.
I knew that. I was testing you guys.
Does this guy hate the troops? Is that what I'm... seem pretty disrespectful to the troops.
I hate's a strong word. So what... Any takes on the polls? My opinion has always been that preseason polls are dumb.
I think they're not only are they dumb, they just skew the entire fucking system.
For like, it's been for like big... half the season, by the way, they do that.
Well, it's other teams. It's especially a team that, say, beats, let's say right now, Wisconsin's ranked 19th right now to start the polls. They're Wisconsin. They could probably be really shitty this year.
Why?
But a team in the Big Ten plays them early when they're ranked, and all of a sudden you look back and say, oh, they got a top 20 win against Wisconsin because they were ranked in the preseason polls at 19. It should not happen until, what do you think, week 3? Is that when you get once, like, conference play starts, you get a real feel for teams.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Like, the poll that matters, like the playoff poll, that doesn't happen until later anyways. These polls that we're talking about right now are worthless. And they are worthless not only right now, they're worthless the entire season. So, all this does is, like, you said it, man, it skews our viewpoints of these teams going into the season. But unless you're, you know, you have your third eye open like us and you realize that these fucking things are dumb and they're useless. And how about we just watch football and see if teams are actually any good or not? Like, you know, we watch football. We know if a team's going to be decent going into the season. Who the fuck cares if, like, some random coach in, like, Idaho says that USC is a top 10 team? You know what I mean? Like, we know he doesn't watch the game. We know he doesn't care. He's just basing it on some shit he saw on TV. Like,
or off of all of last year.
Yeah, sure.
Right now, Tennessee is ranked 12th. How are they going to be? They lost their, you know, he was probably the Heisman favorite there for
all of their players. Yeah.
8 weeks. Yeah. And they're 12 now. Florida State's 8.
Which is insane to me. Like, am I going crazy? Why?
What in the recent history has shown that Florida State should be a preseason top 10 team? So, yeah. Polls, again, these polls mean nothing.
And again, that's something we do in college football that we don't necessarily do in, like, any other sport, too, is we project so much. Like, because we don't know anything about these players until they start playing. So, like, we get these like five-star kids who come in, and who the hell knows if they're actually going to be good or not, but we project them to be good before we've actually seen them play games. And so, like, that happens so much in college football. So again, like, we don't know who the hell these guys are going to be until they actually play football. It's such a waste. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. Well, the ESPN needs to fill hours a day talking football. So there you go. They need this.
I guess
sports writers need to write articles. So
yeah, it is interesting. Yeah. That all the Pac-12 schools are all bunched in together like that too. That's interesting. Yeah. Shout out to the sports information director who really fills out those polls. This is WCP. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Cause I mean, you got, like, to go over the rest, we got like Tulane's ranked 24.
Well, yeah, obviously they're a top 25 team.
Iowa's 25, averaging like 16 points a game last year.
Naturally.
Not the top 20. Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
Ole Miss, North Carolina.
Yeah, well, no, like, the Iowa makes sense. You know, Big Ten pride. Let's go. You know.
And of course, Texas is always back, baby. They're 11.
Texas is 11. Fucking stop it.
I mean, can you be back if you've never actually went anywhere? Because they're in the top 25 every year, no matter what.
Stop it. We got a couple. We got a hashtag Bojenda in the chat, and preseason polls are bodacious in the chat. So if you didn't see, Bo Nix had another billboard built for him. So he's got the
and
one in
boy,
New York. Yeah.
And boy, are old Portland sports writers in Portland mad.
Are they mad?
Dwight Janes.
Dwight Janes.
Kerry Eggers. Furious. Aaron Fentress. Not furious, but a little quizzical.
He just likes to ask the questions. He's like us. Yeah.
Yes, he's not telling you what to think. He's just asking if you want to.
Yeah. I love the one.
I mean,
the one in Dallas is rad.
It's pretty sick.
It's really cool. The fact that
they span
the two buildings with it is so cool, man. I mean, you have to look at it at one specific angle,
I'm going to say I hate it. It's like that stupid art where if you look at one direction, it's like a moose, and then any other angle on it, it's just a bunch of shit hanging that doesn't make sense. Get out of here.
Open your mind, man.
Yeah. Ski out here walking around the city of Dallas like, oh, look at this dumb billboard. Ugh.
This dumb fucking billboard.
You've seen that picture like the rest of us. Shut up.
I mean, if Bo Nix was a true elite quarterback, he would have got in on this Beats by Dre NIL money. He's not a top 20 quarterback. He's not any good.
I did see that talking point.
He's on there. Yeah.
And can I remind you that the fine folks at Beats by Dre / Apple gave Anthony Brown a whole bunch of free beats to give to his offensive line before the Alamo Bowl. So I'm just saying, it's not exactly...
I think what you can take away from that is that Beats by Dre has a surplus of Beats by Dre. So if you're an athlete and you want some headphones, they'll give you some headphones.
And I will say, I don't want to name the online deal service that I bought these from like 3 months ago, but I saw some Beats by Dre Buds for like $60 instead of like $120, and I bought them. Fucking awful. It'll stay in your ear.
Yeah.
Fall out.
You got to get that ear surgery, man.
That was Kinja deals, by the way. It wasn't, it was Kinja.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. Whoa. I'm sorry. Wow. Interesting. This is awkward. This is awkward. Hey, we were going to make this podcast shorter. So let's go ahead and let's do that. Let's get to our list. Yeah.
Let's get to our list.
Okay. What was our list again? You came up with it, right?
Oh, it's our top three hot college football takes.
Flaming hot.
Smoking hot.
All of mine are Pac-12 because I don't know anything about any other teams. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
My number three. I'll start off. My number three, college football hot take of the year. This could be number one if you go off history. A Pac-12 team will actually make the college football playoff.
Whoa!
Which team? Where's your hot take prediction on which team? Sounds a little lukewarm prediction right now.
Do you want to know? Do the people want to know?
Our listeners want to know. I don't really care.
That was pretty disrespectful. Whatever.
Yeah.
I will say both teams that participate in Vegas come from the Pac-12 North. Oregon rebounds after a tough loss in Seattle and defeats UW and makes it to the college football playoff.
Wow.
Now we're talking. Now we're a hot take.
Now that is a bojenda I can get behind. My number three, USC is going to lose three games next year.
Defense is bad enough to do it.
They play Oregon and Washington. They play Notre Dame, and they play Utah. They are going to lose three of those.
Utah starting out the season 0-2. Shh, pass it on.
They're probably going to lose another random 1-2 because they're USC. So I'm just saying three. So out of those four top 25 quote unquote teams right now, they're going to lose a couple of those, probably lose another one along the way. That's my prediction.
All right. My number three prediction is, after a 3-win season this year, Cristobal is getting the axe this year.
I love how specific that was, man.
I'm very specific at all.
Three wins. I love it. From the chat, Booble says, Arch Manning will be a Heisman finalist as a freshman. That is flaming hot. WCP says Caleb Williams and Yu Dung QB will both be Heisman finalists. I don't think that's a hot take, is it? I don't know.
No, because I've seen both of them are probably the two favorites to win the Heisman, honestly.
Will Cristobal come back as Oregon's O-line coach, says Nutian in the chat.
They'll go back to Alabama.
Yeah. I think Oregon's good. All right, Ken.
My number two, Oklahoma fires Brett Venables. And 2 months later, Texas makes the college football playoff.
So Texas and the Ducks in the playoffs here.
Wow.
Well, that goes with the Arch Manning fucking Heisman, right?
Yes, spitting hot fire. My number two, Colorado doesn't win a conference game.
Mine is simple. I had Colorado has one win this season, and that's beating Colorado State.
They
coming.
They are bad. Like, really, they don't have players. I know they just got a couple of them. That's all they have, and they're not good enough to beat anybody else that I have seen. Not even close. It's going to be ugly, man.
A quick sidebar here. So I was trying to look up like the Heisman odds and stuff like that. Stumbled upon college quarterback prop bets for the season. Take a guess. Bo Nix, here's the prop bets they think. 3,100 yards, 26.5 touchdowns.
Does he tear his knee in November? Like, what?
That's what I'm saying, because Caleb Williams, 3,634.5. And then Penix, 3,800 yards passing and 32.5 touchdowns.
God, hammer. So it's passing touchdowns for Nix or total touchdowns?
Passing touchdowns. Total touchdowns would be a cakewalk.
I don't know that he's going to be running the ball a lot next year. You know, we'll talk about that on our Ducks preview, but like, you know, Bucky's pretty good. I think they're going to feed him. Anyway, is it, where are we at? Okay. So number two in the chat, Booble has Michigan and Ohio State will miss the playoffs. Both of them. There's nobody else good in. That's a good one. There's nobody else good in the Big Ten, by the way. So it's that would be
Iowa.
Difficult. Iowa, sure.
So I was going to say, go ahead.
I was just going to read WCP's. Pac-12 sends a team to the playoff.
Biter. Where'd you hear that from, Buster?
Like 2 seconds ago? Jeez.
Instead of keeping your third eye open, WCP, keep two ears open. Jeez Louise. We just went over this.
All right, what's your one?
Well, my number one, since I have Texas and Oregon in the CFP, I have no Alabama and no Ohio State in the college football playoff.
Is that even allowed? Is that allowed?
I don't think it is. That's allowed. Yeah, that's a rule. It's part of the bylaws. So yeah. Good luck with that. Yeah, I like your gumption. I like your spunk. That ain't happening.
So pretty much you're saying you're four teams in the playoff, Texas, Oregon, Michigan, Georgia, more or less.
Not the right sound, but yes, you got it exactly right.
I like that. Here's my number one. Oregon State lands in another conference. But it's not the Mountain West. At some point this season, Oregon State is going to be added to another conference. That's my prediction.
What's the propaganda being pushed right now for them? They like splinter off like three other conferences to make some new conference?
Yeah, see, if they take a few teams from the AAC and a few teams from the Mountain West and one WAC school so they can get Texas, that is going to be a very strong conference.
And how is ESPN going to lay that down? I mean, God, they
won't.
No, never.
I'm telling you, at some point. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so my number one hottest of takes, Troy Franklin will be a Biletnikoff finalist this year. Unheard of from the Oregon program, a receiver.
I like that.
Almost trying to win.
I like that. He is very, very good, and they're going to throw the ball a bunch. And they have other guys who can take away the focus from him. So I like that.
Depends how selfish is Bo Nix just to feed him instead of spreading it around like the old ways. Like, oh, everyone gets, you know, 18 catches a year for the year. 12 guys.
God, wouldn't that be awesome? Like a quarterback who's like super talented and just stares down a guy and it doesn't matter. Just throws it to him and he catches it anyways. It's like Moss or something. Like he's being covered and it doesn't matter. You just throw it to him and he catches it anyways because he's great.
Yeah, exactly.
I am with you. All right, that's it. Let's see. Number one's from the chat, WCP. Beavs win the final Pac-12 conference championship. And Booble says, Deion will
be. Can we kick this guy out of the chat? I'm not liking his vibe. Just based on vibes, I don't like this guy. Yeah,
vibe check failed.
Yeah, seriously.
Booble in the chat says, Deion will be one and done at Colorado.
Are talking about his toes or wins?
Ooh. I don't care for that. I don't care for that.
It's a little lowbrow for us here. Go back to talking about big, throbby, veiny dicks. Let's
yeah.
Go rest.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay in your wheelhouse, man. Come on. All right, that's it. Again, movie podcast on Sunday is Heavyweights. It is on Disney Plus right now. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it. And then we are going to have just one episode next week. It's going to be our Ducks and Portland State preview, and we're not going to do a movie one next week. So, listen to that, I guess. All right, bye.